This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today I want to continue the thought with which we closed last time, and that is the fact that we must go to the Bible to learn how to preach, and not to philosophers and psychologists, many of whom do not even believe in God, much less believe in Jesus Christ and the Bible. My friends, you cannot learn how to preach in any place except the Bible. But I wonder, have we let some deceive us into believing that we should preach the truth in such fashion as to hurt the feelings of no one? I, for one, would like to sound the call to true followers of Christ everywhere to be willing once again to preach the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be willing to preach all of it and nothing but the truth without fear of any man. While we must preach it in kindness, being motivated by love with every word that we say, we must not be deceived into believing that pointing out that truth and only truth will save is an act which is devoid of love. Among the reasons why the early church turned the world upside down was the fact that they preached the truth everywhere to everybody. They even went into the midst of the Jewish doctors of the law of Moses, preached Christ as the fulfillment of the prophecies concerning the Messiah, and in effect challenged those Jewish doctors to refute it. To the Greek doctors of philosophy, they preached Christ crucified as the wisdom of God, and again, in effect, challenged them to refute that truth. The early Christians were not arrogant in so doing. They were motivated by love for God and for man, and were characterized by meekness and love. They did preach the truth, even when it so-called hurt the feelings of those who were listening to them. It is my sincere conviction that, for the most part, we who are followers of Christ today are merely dabbling with a task which the Lord Jesus Christ has given us to do. Recall the words of the Great Commission, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Sometimes we get the idea that the gospel should be preached only to white middle-class people, but the gospel should be preached to everybody in every part of the world, to the learned as well as to the ignorant. Those in colleges and universities need the gospel just as dearly as do men who are in the wilds of Africa or anywhere else in this world. The church must preach the gospel in such fashion as to constitute a challenge to the world. In a very real sense, the world must be staggered by the gospel. The world must learn that not only does the gospel differ from the doctrines and philosophies of men, but they must learn that that difference really does make a difference. The world needs to learn that the difference is the difference between eternity in heaven and eternity in hell. To those sincere people who might object by saying, "But we must make a positive approach. We must not build up prejudice by preaching negative matters," I would in reply say, "I am afraid that you've studied more the viewpoint of modern psychologists and philosophers than you have the viewpoints of Jesus, of Paul, of John, of Peter, and of others. I am afraid that you have not carefully studied how John, Jesus, Paul, and others preached as set forth in the New Testament." Certainly there are many positive matters which we must preach. There are positive matters of the Christian life, but there are also negative matters which we must preach. We must meet the faith-destroying doctrines of modern philosophy and the faith-destroying doctrines of modernistic theology. To those who are true followers of Christ, I plead with you to recognize that the Lord gave us the job of preaching the truth to every person on this earth and of defending against every challenge raised against it. Recalling the words of Caleb in the Old Testament, I say, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for with the help of God Almighty we are well able to overcome." I repeat, the only really good reason why a religious doctrine should be accepted is that it is true. If a doctrine is not true, then it should not be accepted, no matter how much you may love the person who preaches it. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."